He hung up. He'll probably call back, too. Hey, just that mute button right down there. On the left. Up, up. Yeah, he hung up, so. Hey, you're going to have to leave the room.
Is Toya there?
No, she having to work till 8, so. Okay, I think we got MT Carrie on the line. MT Carrie?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, hi.
Hey, how are you?
We good. Me and Andrew.
Had a good holiday?
Did, yes, it was great. And yours?
We're good, very good.
Had a busy week last week.
Yeah, we got through with everything. They said they fed 1,400 people.
Oh, really? Wow.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, but we prepared for like 15 to 2,000.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I think we have a few more callers. Auntie Betty?
Yes, how y'all doing?
We doing good.
Are you?
Oh, that's great.
Yep.
Mr. and Mrs. Werner?
Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Isn't it?
Yeah, good evening.
What kind of anniversary it is today?
Well, it's a good one today. It's a good anniversary.
Well, I had an anniversary on the 24th. 55 years of marriage.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, happy anniversary. 55
right.
Years. Woo-wee. As long as I've been born.
All
right. That is wonderful.
Yeah.
55 years. Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes. That's it. 55 years. How about that? Mm. And y'all, that's at the 24th. What'd you say? 24th.
Mm-hmm. 24th. Thanksgiving Day.
Oh, Thanksgiving Day. Oh, okay.
It wrote out on Thanksgiving Day. But when we got married, 24th, and then 25th was Thanksgiving Day. We got married the day, the next day was Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay. All right. What a blessing.
You can't give credit to the God because I don't know how it happened. You had to give him the glory and the praise.
That's right. That's what you have to do.
Yeah.
You got to give me a little bit. She just had a good man.
What? Oh,
Dean Douglas?
I you.
Bruce?
No,
are you
right.
By yourself? Bruce?
Huh?
Are you by yourself?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see here. 418.
Yeah,
good evening, Daniel.
Hello.
Good evening, Brian.
Hello. I'm right downstairs from Daniel, so.
Okay. Good evening, Hubert.
Shalom, shalom. Greetings, I know. Hello, King.
All right.
Prayer works, guys.
Prayer does work. Everybody's on.
Let's see what we got.
Man, credit that TV. You just got a good man.
Angela, you heard from Jerita today?
No, I didn't.
I'm about to hang up.
Why are you going to hang up, Brian? Brian? Oh.
Because me and him are here together.
Huh? Good evening.
Hello.
Hi, hey, Auntie Dot.
Hey, how y'all doing?
We doing good. And you?
Okay.
How are you? Greetings, I and I, Auntie.
Andrew, I'm going to put you on hold for a second.
Car
by the time I get
down
here. Hello. All that noise.
Yeah.
What, something wrong? All that traffic, all that noise?
I don't hear any noise, but
it's all over here. That's all.
Whoever it is, you can go mute.
Come back.
Oh, I came back. I thought maybe you was on mute or something.
All righty. Well, let me just do a roll call. There is some background noise. If your phone on mute. Thank you. That worked, whatever that was. Okay, we have Hubert, Mom, Mr. Verner, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Dot, and we have Bruce, Brother, and myself. Did I miss anyone?
Auntie Betty?
Yes, I did.
Did you say Brian?
Yes, I did.
Okay, you probably went.
I heard Uncle Noonie on there.
Uncle Noonie, hi.
Hello.
Welcome.
Hello.
I don't even know how to spell Noonie.
His name is Willie.
Uncle Willie. His name is Willie.
Yes, shalom, Uncle William.
Okay.
All righty. Well, let's go ahead and get started. I know Keisha said she may join late, Loretta.
Okay. I'll be looking out.
Okay. All righty. I'm going to start today out. I'm going to start us out and bless the line, if you would go ahead, Bruce.
Okay, let's pray. Lord, thank you for this line. Lord, continue to bless the people that make this line work. Bless all the people that are connected to this line, those that are on the line and those that are not on the line. And continue to bless this line, Lord, for us being obedient to your word. And I want to thank you, Lord, for allowing us to get together every week and praise your name. Amen.
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 Well, tonight we will have the Victorious Group coming to you in prayer, and that consists of Daniel, myself, Bruce, Mr. Gentle, and Keisha. She will be joining us late. Rita is absent right now. I think she's sleeping, trying to bring that baby into this world. But tonight we're going to talk about God's promises and in reference to doubt. I'm going to start us off just by giving you the definition of doubt. It's to lack confidence in uncertainty of belief of an opinion that often interferes with our decision-making, hesitation, not to believe or accept, distrust. We want to talk about some of the books of the Bible that encourages us to have faith in God and not doubt him. So we're going to start it off with Mr. Varner on Psalms.
Okay, I'll be reading from that whole number Psalm. The 24th to the 22nd verse. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolated. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servant, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolated. Amen.
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 Thank you. Let's move around to Daniel.
Okay, I'm going to be reading from John 3. I'm going to read 16 and 18, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whomsoever believes in him not perish. But have everlasting life. 18 says, he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that, Daniel. Let's move around to Bruce.
Okay, I'll
I'll be reading out of John chapter 11, verses 25 and 26. And it reads, Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? Amen.
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 Okay, I will come to Romans 4, 5. However, to the man who does not work but trusts God, who justifies the wicked, his faith is credited as righteousness. Amen.
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 Yeah, okay.
I'm going to skip the next one when we get to come, but we'll come back to that later.
Okay.
All righty. Loretta, do you want to do the sick and shut in?
I sure will. Good evening, everyone. I hope you all had a blessed Thanksgiving and a wonderful week. And may you all bow your head for the sick and shut-ins. Dear Heavenly Father, first we would like to give thanks for all that you do for us. Thank you for your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you send your healing hands down to heal our sick. Bless these loved ones, our family members and friends that are not well today. We're asking that you lift up Uncle Dave, Uncle Champ, Tony, Malachi, Marianne, Billy, Trey, Brian, Hubert, and Maxine Robertson, and anyone else that is sick that we're unaware of. We're asking for complete health from the top of their head to the sole of their feet. We know that there is power in the blood. We plead the blood over all of us, and by his stripes we are healed. We ask that you put us on that path of righteousness and go before us to make that path straight. Breathe the Holy Spirit in them and make them whole again, and to let them know that you are in control of everything. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you and we thank you. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Thank you, Loretta. Let's talk about our birthdays. Have any birthdays during this week? Is November 28th through November the 3rd.
Yeah. I
think Hubert grandkids. Hubert, are your grandkids' birthday? Drell, son, and Alicia. Are they?
Oh no, maybe Marianne have one coming up in January.
In January. Oh, okay.
No, one in December, but it's the 10th, I think.
Funny.
One in December, the 10th, but it's not this week. It's next.
Oh, okay. Okay, I got it in the wrong month.
I'm sorry.
Not that I can think of, Angela.
Okay. Well, let's just sing happy birthday to those lucky folks that were born that are not on this call. Daniel, you ready?
Say what?
Are you the birthday reader?
I don't know how to read you. Well, I had a birthday month too. You know, we got to do some birthdays, and then we both got that Christ birthday too. So, happy birthday to everybody. Or shout out. Happy birthday to you.
I'm okay.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, everyone.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to you. And many, many more.
No.
More.
Amen. Happy birthday.
All right, Frank Sinatra.
I love that.
Put that little woo in it. Okay, Keisha never joined, Loretta?
No, she have not joined.
Let's just do round table. And
okay.
I will start with Brian. Do you have anything to say tonight?
I have nothing to say because we're crying over here. I'm just joking. I just want to say I'm not sick. It's just I need church. So I got to take me to church on Wednesdays and Sundays. That's all.
All righty.
Amen.
Inshallah.
Okay, Auntie Dot.
I pass.
Okay, Auntie Carrie.
I pass.
Okay. Auntie Bet and Uncle Willie.
Pass.
Okay. Mom?
Yes, I want to help to sing a song.
Ooh. All right, Aretha, you just making this a regular.
Oh,
we love you.
Well, y'all just be patient and listen to the word. Now, the tune might not be so good, but just listen to the word. The name of the song said, Lord of the Dance. I dance in the morning when the world was begun, and I dance in the moon and the stars and the sun, and I came down from heaven and I danced all night. I dance in rain, tell my head, my bird, dancing wherever you may be. I am Lord of the dances, he, and I lead you all. Wherever you may be, I lead you all in the dance there. I dance for the scribe and the Pharisee, but they would not dance and they would not follow me. I dance for the fisherman and James and John. They came to me and the dance went on. Dancing wherever you may be, I am the Lord of the dance, says he, and I lead you all, wherever you may be, I lead you all in the dance, says he. I dance on the Sabbath when I cursed the lamb, the holy people, and it said it was a shame. They whipped and they struck and they hung me high, and they let me there on the cross to God. Dancing wherever you may be, I am the Lord of the dance, says he. I am, I lead you all on. Wherever you may be, I lead you all in the dance, says he. I dance on a Friday and the stars turn black. It's hard to dance with the devil on your back. They buried my body and thought I was gone. But I am the dance and I still go on. Dancing wherever you might be. I am the Lord of the dance, says he. And he leads you all wherever you may be. I lead you all in the dance. They cut me down and I leaped up high. I am the life that never, never die. I live in you if you live in me. I am the Lord of the dances, he. Dancing wherever you may be. I am the Lord of the dances, he, and I lead you all. Wherever you may be, I lead you all in the dances, he. Amen.
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 Amen. Friday, yes.
That was good. That was nice. Hubert.
Yes, I.
Would you like to come to us in prayer today, a testimony, anything?
Yes, I have a couple of things on my agenda. First, I would like to gracefully and humbly accept Jesus Christ as the author and finisher of my faith and my walk with Jesus. And second of all, I would like the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart to be acceptable unto Yahweh, the most terrible black dreadful of God that I serve, out of the KJV 1611. For verification. And I would like for all to take time out and spend some time praying unto the Lord for the bereaved family of Mama Lou that stayed down on 4th Avenue that took me in as my godmother. She passed on Wednesday. And I would like for us to pray for family to stay strong and start rejoicing for they on their way to their eternal home. So God bless the dead and their works follow them. Thank you very much. I hope all of you all had a nice holiday this Thanksgiving, and I hope many more days. Be beautiful. In love. Grace and peace be unto you all. Shalom.
Amen.
Mr. Varner, do you have anything to say tonight?
Yes. I would like to read a little about putting word in his place. And it'll be found in Matthew 6, 7, 1 through 7, 4. I hear a lot of racket going on.
Get your phone.
You hear me now? Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Thank you. Go ahead.
I like to read about putting word in its place. And it'll be found in Matthew 6, 31 through 34. Jesus addressed the three areas of word for those whom he was teaching: food, water, and clothing. Southern believers called upon their leaders for help. In those times, monarchs were not necessary, the most bewildering of peoples. I have people still appropriate themselves to them in time of their need, knowing that their request most likely would not be granted. But for believers, we have a Father who not only cares for us, but always knows our need. All we have to do is ask Him. Actually, Jesus referred to Matthew 16 and in my prayer, God will be done on earth. Just ask for God's will to be done, for Him to have His way. Seek first the kingdom. Everything else will take care of itself. God plays value on living one day at a time. Driving after life basis can lead to worrying. Driving for God's kingdom will lead to worry. We put first things first, worry and anxiety diminish. And the writer back out here, if you worry, don't pray. If you pray, don't worry. Amen.
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 I'm going to jump in and go ahead and the last verse, make it. It was John 4:15-16. And it says,
First John. You got that?
First John.
All right, First John 4:15-16. One acknowledges that Jesus is God, God lives in him, and he in God. And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God, and God in him. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
will come around to Daniel.
I just want to say I love everybody and everybody be blessed.
And how about you, Loretta?
Well, I just want to say that I love everyone and thank you all for being on the prayer line and have a blessed week.
Bruce?
Yes, I actually have a testimony, and it falls back into our topic of the day, God promises on doubt, and a lot of times my pastor reminds us that God is working behind the scenes, and he's working on your behalf, even though you might not see it or even know it. But like I've always said, you know, when you take care of God's house, he will surely take care of your house. So my testimony begins with I've been working for the post office now for maybe about 5-6 years. And for four to five years, I've been stationed in Stone Mountain. And about 2 weeks ago, after I finished my route on a Tuesday, I got back to the office, and my postmaster there let me know that Friday was going to be my last day at Stone Mountain Post Office. And she gave me a list of about 10 post offices in Georgia that, you know, could take me on and so forth. And I looked at the list, and a lot of those were probably not even really in my area as far as the metro Atlanta area and so forth. But I was saying to myself, you know, I'm tired. I'm probably just going to take a break, wait until after Thanksgiving, and then I'll probably try calling some of those post offices and seeing what's going to happen after that. And lo and behold, that Friday was the last day for me at the Stone Mountain office. So once I got off, my postmaster there came to me, and she let me know that, hey, you are supposed to report to the Norcross post office the next day. So without me even really trying, I already had a job secure in Norcross.
Amen.
And that let me know that, you know, when you take care of God's house, he's going to take care of your house.
Amen.
And the whole while, I wasn't worried, I wasn't concerned, I wasn't stressed, because I knew deep down in my heart everything was going to be okay.
Amen.
And it just goes to show you that, you know, if you have faith, it will see you through. And
amen.
I just wanted to share that testimony with everybody, just to, you know, let everybody know that, you know, God is real and God is good. And it also kind of fell back on our topic today. So, amen.
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 Wonderful. That's
wonderful.
Congratulations. Oh, that, and then some over.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you for that.
Amen.
He is faithful. God is faithful. Amen.
Yes, he is.
Jesus Christ is worthy of our praise.
Yes.
And adoration. Today and tomorrow and forever. Ever shall be Jesus. He alone is worthy of glory and honor and praise. He is the way and the light. Brother helping brother, sister help. God help us to help
each other.
Amen.
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 Amen. Hello. And so I have to bring to your attention that Keisha joined us.
All right. Hello,
good evening, everybody.
Shalom, my name.
Hello.
You're doing, and I went ahead and said your verse, so do you have anything else you'd like to share with us today?
Well, no, but I just came from a women's shelter, and it just reminded me of to be thankful in every situation and content with every situation, every circumstance that I live in. So I just want to remind people that there are, remind everyone that there are people that are less fortunate than us, and any time that we have to share the word of Christ with someone or share something that we have with someone, those are the perfect places to start.
Amen. Well, I don't think I missed anyone. If I did, keep now. Okay. We have set to do the closing for us today.
Oh, Rita.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Are y'all ready now?
Yes, ma'am.
Ready.
Okay, the 23rd Psalm. But there's a lot of noise. Please. The Lord is my shepherd. That's the relationship. I shall not want. That supplies. He makes me lie down in green pasture. That's rest. He leads me beside the still water. That's refreshment. He restores my soul. That's healing. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his namesake. That's purpose. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, that's challenge. I feel no evil. That's assurance. For you are with me. That faithfulness. Your rod and staff, they comfort me. That shelter. You prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemy. That's hope. You anointed my head with oil. That concentration. My cup running over. That's abundance. Only goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. That's blessing. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord. That's security. Forever. That's eternity. So everybody have a good week.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I'm fully sad.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Love you all. Have a blessed week.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.